Aircraft idling on the runway, the travelling public no longer travelling because, worst case scenario, Aer Lingus pilots are on strike or in a work to rule. Now, right now, that's still a possibility and not a reality. After Aer Lingus pilots, members of IALPA, voted overwhelmingly in favour of industrial action up to and including strike. The IALPA president, Mark Tighe, told RT Drive Time yesterday evening they had not yet reached the point where strike action was definitely happening, but they should have a final answer on next steps in their dispute over pay later on today. Now, the talks between pilots and management ended without agreement last Thursday. A Labour court recommended 9% increase was rejected by pilots. They're seeking 23.8%, a demand Aer Lingus calls exorbitant, outrageous and untenable. Later, we'll hear from Aer Lingus, but first let's go to travel journalist Owen Corrie. And Owen, good morning. And not since 2002 have we seen an Aer Lingus strike. Now, I know we are not there yet, but will you paint a picture for us, first of all, of what work to rule or strikes would do to the Aer Lingus flight schedule, to its brand and to its customers?
Good morning, Mary. You're absolutely right. We haven't had a strike since 2002. We had a very dramatic one in 1977, which retrospectively can be measured as taking something like 2% off the GDP of the country. Very different times now. Aer Lingus are the second largest of the Irish airlines. And what will play out over the coming weeks, if we're to look at the precedents of 2008, for instance, is that there will be a lot of hard talk, a lot of toing and froing, contradictory figures being traded, all the things we've heard in the recent days. And then when it comes to the crunch, the strike doesn't take place. And one of the reasons this works in IALPA's favour, Mary, is the way aviation works. Forward bookings are really important in the age of the internet. Forward bookings have already been hit by Aer Lingus. Without even declaring a potential strike date, the summer bookings are already being hit and people are going to alternatives like Ryanair and the US transatlantic carriers. The second thing is, when you call a strike, Aer Lingus then goes into the business of calling in aircraft, trying to source other aircraft from within the IAG group and wet leasing in. And the third thing is, which is a new thing, pretty new, is that if you give less than 2 weeks, Aer Lingus are also hit for the compensation. So they're all the strengths that IALPA are bringing into negotiations when negotiations resume. And I suspect they're going to push and push and push and not call off their potential strike until very, very late in the day. The call off will be later rather than sooner.
And I take your point about that forward booking and the impact that can have. And that's happening, you're saying, right now, as people maybe plan to book or about to book, they're saying, won't take the risk on Aer Lingus because there might be a strike.
And not only that, but the people who've booked in Aer Lingus are terrified. It's been very, very stressful. They have family holidays, the biggest item of expenditure in the year, unless you're buying something like a car or a house. And that is really why we're moving in summer. That's why IALPA crashed through all the safeguards, the pilot tribunal within the airline, the WRC, the Labour Court. They got an arbitration, rejected the arbitration. It almost seemed like they were in undue haste in the 7 months to get to a position where they would have the ballot on the strike action, be ready to go in with the threat of strike action. That sort of process, if you look at other unions, for instance, the INMO a couple of years ago, most of whose members get paid less in a year than the increase that the pilots are getting at the top end, they would have taken 14 months to go through the same process.
So I know, but of course, you know yourself,
a great deal of haste by IALPA.
Yeah. IALPA would say, I'm sure if they were here by way of response to that, that they have been suffering the inflationary pressures of cost of living for 5 years, and they have been 5 years waiting for Aer Lingus to come up with a package for them. But their issues we'll take up with Aer Lingus a little later on as well. But
yeah, absolutely.
Talk to me.
To remember, Mary, that there are 26 different grades. So it's a Rubik's Cube of allowances and pay. And that's what we've seen in recent days, the trading of figures on that.
Even one day of action can Aer Lingus provide, and, you know, they are part of the wider IAG group, but in, you know, a time of, I suppose, the top of the season, can they provide alternative flights to customers?
they will have great difficulty sourcing aircraft because high season, and we've already an aircraft shortage right across Europe. Boeing, we're late with deliveries. That doesn't affect Aer Lingus. It's an all Airbus airline, but that puts pressure on. So what you normally do is go to another airline that has spare capacity and say, send us your flights and your crew, and we'll do that. The other thing is a lot of the Airbus that were available, that were flying in Europe, have already been grounded. So everybody's scrambling around looking for excess aircraft. IALPA know that. It's a good time to strike to put that extra pressure on because of the aircraft shortage. And it's also a time when lessors are quite expensive.
One final quick point about this question of compensation, where Aer Lingus falls liable and where they don't.
Very interesting one. EU 261 came in 2004. One of the things that an airline would avoid paying compensation was exceptional circumstances. In the early days, that applied to all strikes. It now is being interpreted to only apply to third-party strikes. Let's say baggage handlers go on strike. When the airline itself goes on strike, we've seen an increasing number of rulings against the airline. That means that without the 15-day notice, which has become an issue, Aer Lingus could end up paying compensation to the passengers who are affected, as well as the expense of bringing in the aircraft and rescheduling the passengers, as well as the loss of forward bookings. They're all the things that IALPA know they're bringing to the room, and they're pinning Aer Lingus into that corner. I do expect to see a deal, but I do expect to see it later rather than sooner.
All right, more from Aer Lingus a little later on. Corey, travel journalist, thank you very much. 7:30.